Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's October 4th, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released February 26th, 2003.
Nazarene, here's a question I'm sure our listeners are wondering about also. Exactly what do the apostles do in the afterlife?
Well, Alora, I have to go to your marvelous website to refresh my own memory because there has been so many changes. Joseph Smith is now the keeper of the gate. Andrew is always as the keeper of the Book of Life. John Z is in charge of communication between the kingdom of God and the material world. James is in charge of angelic messengers to the material world. Philip is the assigner of male and female relationships. If someone doesn't have a male or female partner when they arrive in the kingdom of God, he gives them one. Bartholomew is a judge of boundaries. Matthew is in charge of religious teachings on earth and decides which are appropriate for the kingdom of God. James A. is the commander of the angelic guard. Martin Luther is now the assigner of titles and the one who decides if cults are acceptable in the kingdom of God. Thaddeus is the one that decides if idols or artwork is acceptable to God's teachings. Simon is the assigner of mayors and governors and things like that. And our dear John, my newest apostle, is the assigner of religious positions, priests, rabbis, ministers, and so forth. Of course, dear Thomas has gone off to form the second kingdom of God, and we lost dear Paul when he sacrificed himself to save the kingdom of God. That's basically what the apostles do in the kingdom of God, Alora. They keep very, very busy. They have a lot to do.
That's always so fascinating, Nazarene. All these details about the afterlife. And it's great that John is number 12.
Number 12 in the official count, Alora. But as far as most everyone is concerned, number one, because right now he is the most beloved of all the apostles, and none of the apostles mind at all.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. My good friend Demetrius has many talents, and many people consider him quite an artist. He has an art gallery on the internet where he shows many of his works, and I have even dabbled a little bit using his physical form. I'm sure you will enjoy it. The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/art/gallery.htm.
Do visit it when you have time.
An open letter to former President Jimmy Carter from Mary Magdalene, the wife of Jesus of Nazareth. Most profound greetings to an old and dear friend. I know how much it has been your desire to bring peace to the world, to end the terrible conflict in the Middle East, and to get the people there to live in harmony with one another. I know you feel you have failed, but there is yet still hope. If you were to come out in support of my dear friend Demetrius's campaign for the presidency and support the Kingdom of God's proposal of a separate homeland for the Palestinians outside of Israel on land purchased from Egypt and the Sinai, there is yet hope that you can succeed. That thing that you have set as your life's goal can be fulfilled. If you join God's prophets in their efforts to lead the country, you can succeed. And if you join them, if you support them, if you help make my dear Demetrius, Speaker Gerald Pauly, President of the United States, and work for our peace proposal, I promise you, you will never be forgotten. I will see to it that you are remembered as one of the greatest men in history. And any promise I give is as valid as any promise that my husband gives, for he will back me in any promise I make. You should lead your people to the stars. You should succeed in your effort. Join the prophets of God, and you will do so. Mary Magdalene, the wife of Jesus of Nazareth, called the Christ, and the servant of him that dwells in the holiest of all, now and forever. Oh, and while Gerald is campaigning, he would like to help you build some houses for the poor. Give you a day or two once in a while. That's the kind of thing he loves to do. Here's Gerald's website, voicesfromspirit.com/president.htm.
We'll be back again.